بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد جاءكم موسى بالبينات ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. This is the 17th evil of the Bani Israel, which Allah explains here in this series, what all wrongs they did, their great transgressions and their wrong. And as mentioned many times, this was that we don't fall in the same trap also, and that we don't follow them. We have been given a very clear and distinct line of our deen of Islam, and that is what we should follow. We should not follow any other way, and we should not make the mistakes which they have made. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, اور آ چکا تمہارے پاس موسیٰ صریح معجزے لے کر. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come with clear miracles to you. So this of them killing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was at a later time. But long before that, when Musa alayhi salam himself was there and he came with his clear miracles which they saw with their own eyes, and on account of which they accepted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as the Nabi, the Rasul of Allah, and they pledged themselves to him. But in spite of that, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, پھر بنا لیا تم نے بچھرا اس کے گئے پیچھے. And as soon as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam just left you people, that was, he went and meet Allah Ta'ala and to collect the Torah. As soon as he left, they went astray and they started worshipping the calf, the cow which was made by Samiri, who was a munafiq in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he made the form of a little cow, a bull, a small bull, and he told them, this is your Allah. And he said, where is Musa alayhi salam gone to meet Allah? This is your Allah. So it, what great evil they had fallen into of worshipping this thing which they made with their own hands and which had no brains. An actual ox, and the baby of an ox also will have some brains, though it is famous that it is a thing, an animal without any brains. And those who worship this, then what brains have they got? Those who worship the things what they make with their own hands, and that also in the form of this ox, and then they worship that, so what brains have they got? So in the same way, we should understand, the minute a person moves away 1 degree from the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, he goes towards stupidity. He goes towards idiocy, and the lowest level he can fall to. The thing that hasn't got brains, they made that their god. وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ أَرْتُمْ ظَالِمُهُ, and you are from before people who made a lot of oppression, a lot of wrong. The right of worship was only Allah Ta'ala's. Allah alone has created us. Allah provides everything for us. As we are sitting here, whatever, where our bodies are functioning properly, our brains, our eyes, our hearts, our livers, it is all only from Allah Ta'ala. And then we go and worship something else, somebody else besides Allah. That is the height of ingratitude also, the height of stupidity. And worse than that, to go and worship an ox, and that also not a real ox, but the form of an ox. Just like a statue which was made in the form of an ox, and that you go and worship. So how stupid isn't that? From here we can understand why wherever we move away from the commands of Allah, it can be in any different form in our lives today, that also is the height of stupidity. And the height of intelligence is just to worship Allah alone and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And whatever we do against that, that is really the stupidity which Allah illustrates of the Bani Israel. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand our deen, observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And even if the people of the world think that we are stupid, we are backward, like when a person practices upon deen, people scorn at him, they mock at him, they look down, they jeer at him, that he's like a stupid person, a backward person, a person who doesn't know. But in the eyes of Allah, he is the most honored. And we don't have to be worried of what stupid people say. We should be worried of what Allah and those who know the truth and understand reality, how much they appreciate such people. That is what we should be concerned. And if we are worried of what stupid people are making, their stupid decisions about us, that will show our stupidity, that we are so worried about what stupid people are saying. And what intelligent people, what the position is in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the righteous people, we're not worried about that. So these are great, great lessons for us to learn from the lives of the Bani Israel. It isn't just that they are mentioned just to run them down, but to give us, to open up their condition so that we be on our guard and we don't fall into all these stupid things. May Allah guide us to righteousness.